Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty, a daily podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, and we're going to dive into some tight ends here. So we've been walking through some of the tier stuff. Tiers are updated over at analyticsdynasty.com. And I wanted to dive into, I broke these down a little bit different. Again, I think that these are, they're ever evolving in terms of, exactly what we want to look at and that sort of thing. But I think like this, I think the tiers kind of get at floor-ceiling combos, ranges of outcomes, and sort of puts us in the right mindset. Again, you then combine them with some of the market data, which we'll be getting here, I think, as we go along, and all of a sudden you're gonna get a good idea of, hey, kind of here are avoid spots, or here are very similar ranges of guys, or guys that kind of, similar bats, but hey, there's like a spread of costs, right? That's really the stuff that I'm using this for. And I think this is a good example of this top tier, especially last year, was a really good example of how to use these, right? And so we look at them, and receiver is a really good example too. But tight end, you look at the top guys, and again, this now we're sort of up into the spot where Kittle is now in this tier as well, because now he's 29. So it's multiple top six finishers over 28 years old. And so you look at it, it's Kelce, Waller, Ertz, Gronkowski, Graham, and Kittle. So if we just sort of think about those guys here for a second, I think there's a couple of things that are kind of clear. First, Graham's probably on his way out. Gronkowski is, threatening retirement's probably not the right word, but there's a chance that he retires. Again, I'm recording this on February 4th. So if, between now and then he retires, I'll probably have dropped another pod discussing that. But if this should come out on Monday, so I'm recording it on Friday, Monday or Tuesday next week. So if something happens over the weekend, caveat that. But so Graham's probably out, right? In terms of on the way, if this was a situation where he went and played like kind of like a situational guy and a contender, I mean, maybe then we're interested, but and he's probably not a full-time starter, so it probably takes him out of your consideration, at least at this point. So that's sort of where I'd be there. But you look at the other guys, right? This is the interesting part. So you look at guys, and again, this, you look at Ertz, you look at Gronkowski, and you could have been coming into the season and saying, hey, listen, like they're kind of washed. Like Ertz wasn't very good last year. Gronkowski, what are we going to get injury wise? And they way overperformed. Now, is this a situation where could we have expected this with Ertz? I mean, I think this is you bet on this tier until it stops, especially when it's at a low cost. So there's a caveat there with Kelce, right? Do you want to make that investment at a top three tight end? Is a question, I think. But when you get the chance to make it at a tight end outside of tight end 10 to 15, yeah, it's a smash that situation. The big thing that I've found from AOD, this book, is it's relatively flat outside of like the top 4 to 6 in a given year, in terms of ADP. And I think when you sort of, outside of that, you're getting relatively the same odds going forward. And there's a variety of different guys. And I think that probably more and more what I'll do, especially as we sort of understand more of the data about some ceiling stuff, some of the yards per route run stuff, so I think particularly good. The targets per route run is, again, something I've talked about. We want to do some more of. But we just start looking at these things, right? We have a good idea. I think we're getting a better idea of how to sort of identify some of these ceiling situations, and then avoiding the ones that don't have it, right? I think that that's going to be the key, is to say, all right, we'll avoid, paying a top 10 cost on a guy that doesn't really have top 3 ceiling at tight end, right? It's specific to tight end. And then we'll just take shots later. So we'll do a Gronkowski, we'll do an Ertz. All right, we'll sort of make those bets later on. I think that that is very much something that over time, I think we're going to get better at. I think there's a lot of this at tight end. Ertz and Gronkowski are certainly examples of that. Like, you just sort of take the cheap bet. You bet on all-timers, probably a little generous for Ertz, but you get the idea. Guy that perennially has been there and done that. And you know, that situation will somewhat work itself out, and that's exactly what happened. So I think that is a good example. You get two top seven finishes of Ertz and Gronkowski there. So, again, they're in their mid-30s now. You know, Kelsey 33, Gronkowski 33, Ertz 32, Waller 30, Kittle 29, and then Graham's older at 36, or will be 36. You know, those are all, we're getting up there in age. And so I do think at this point, too, again, disparities in cost, that's where we should go, right? That's where we should definitely go. So I did look at some of the guys. It's a really good tier. In terms of the top, there was three guys with more than eight targets per game this year. One of them is Andrews. The other two are in this tier. That's Kelsey and Waller. I think that as we sort of look forward on these guys, I think the big takeaway from this is going to be, I'm interested in Ertz if he's going to be, if he's going to be in the range of, in kind of the double digit range, I am interested in that. I'm more interested in the fact that if he comes back as a, with Arizona, I think that's pretty interesting. But when you look, he's at, Keep Trade Cut has him at tight end 18, behind Brevin Jordan. I mean, yeah, we're going to take that bet. That's a bet we're going to take. I will say there's guys after him that might have more longer term ceiling. Joku is after him, for example. But, you know, there's no reason that Ertz should be, right? Like, and this is a good example. This is a really good example of how you play the tight end position. Instead of taking, Dawson Knox, for example, or Dalton Schultz, or even Noah Fant would be one too that we could potentially pick on a little bit in terms of, like, all right, does he really have that ceiling? We've seen it with Knox. Like, I think that's a sucker's bet this year. Instead of doing that, it's like, all right, let's do Ertz and Joku, blend of floor and ceiling, and, like, boom, there you go. I think that's a really interesting way to go about it. I'm probably less so in the middle range of the position. Again, Hockenson, I have some doubts on his ceiling. We'll get to him as well. But I think I'm really in, like, that we're either going to get elite at the tier, or we're going to sort of pass on it. And then we're going to sort of come back at the end and try and hit a bunch of guys that can sort of accumulate. Again, that's in a normal league. I think in your tight end premium leagues, they do have flex appeal. So I think that you're making a little bit different of a bet. With some of these guys, but again, you get a little bit difference. You of course get a difference, right? There's a difference between 50 and 40 receptions in two PPR, right? That's, instead of it being 10 points, it's 20 points. That's compared to regular PPR. So that does open up a difference there. But I think, like, as we sort of look at these, I wouldn't want to necessarily, for example, pay Pat Freiermuth at tight end 7. I'd rather wait and pay, you know, Gesicki at 11, Fant, I guess, at 10. Like, you go down the line a little bit further. I just think that there's, you know, ways to do it at cheaper bets. Hunter Henry, for example, 15. Like, you see, keep coming down and sort of get that. I mean, I think that those are all good examples of how we are going to potentially do this tight end position. But I do think Ertz is going to be key to this in the teens. He's a really interesting one. Gronkowski, if he comes back, and he's, like, going to be in the 20s. Again, I just think you, at those costs, I think you have to be in on them, right? I think you have to be in on them as potential difference makers, especially in some premium formats where you can, you know, add some catches and that sort of thing, and can help you, because Ertz was totally playable in a flex last year. So that would sort of be my thought, just generally about the shape of the tier in terms of those guys. The other thing that I would say too is I think that when you look at this, it's Kelsey, Kittle, Waller. Kittle's the league leader in yards per route run. Like, he's forever the champ in terms of tight end yards per route run, like, of recent years. Like, it's pretty good. I got a Kittle thing that I'll, or a, um, a Pitts thing that I'll do at some point here coming up. So I have some notes on Pitts, but Kittle sort of pops up in that in terms of that ceiling stuff. I think if there's any guy that's at a tight end position right now that says, hey, you know, if you approach me and said, hey, Jordan, there's going to be a tight end that's active right now, it's going to have the best tight end season of all time, who is it? And I would go with my bet would be Kittle. That would be my bet. I would say I think it's Kittle. So that would be, you know, something that I would I think has just in terms of his yards per route run is really high. He doesn't do a ton of that if the volume ever shifted. I think he's got an outrageous ceiling to him. And so that's sort of the thing that I find really appealing. The other thing I would say is if we're gonna look at guys, if we're gonna look at Kelce, if we're gonna look at Waller, I think that the bet that I would be making, right, if I was sort of putting together a big board and saying, hey, or putting together a big board to do a startup, or saying, hey, listen, I need to go big game hunting on some tight ends, what's my game plan? Give me the cheapest one of Kelce or Waller. At this point, over at Keep Trade Cut, they have Kelce at tight end 4. They have Waller at tight end 6. There's a gap there. There's tier 9 for Kelce. It's tier 11 for Waller. I think that's a gap. I think that's a spot where you definitely want to get in on and definitely hit as a target. And by the way, they sandwich around Hockenson. And I think that both of them have ceiling that Hockenson probably doesn't at this point. So I think that those are really interesting bets. I like Hockenson, and we'll talk about him in a different show. But I don't know, you know, would I take Hockenson there? Or I think I would take Kelce or Waller. And then if I wanted to make a Hockenson type bet, like, I'd wait and take it on Goddard, I think. Because I think Goddard has ceiling that Hockenson hasn't really shown that he has. Overall, so for what that's worth, I think that tier, right, I think Kittle is going to go ahead of Kelce and Waller, but whoever is that, the last of that, is definitely an interesting guy there. And if you wanted to, you know, if you're in tight end premium, you want to double dip in that range, it's totally fine. I have no problem doing that, because I think that those are really good options. And just wherever there's that gap, Waller's going to be the guy that is going to be like the tier stopper. You see, hey, you know, these guys are coming off, or watching, it goes Kittle, you know, or it goes Hockenson or Kittle, and, you know, maybe you get someone else that pops up in front of Waller. But once you see Kelce gone and Kittle gone, I think you got to say, all right, like, this is Waller time. And that would sort of be my thought on that. So, again, only 3 guys more than 8 targets this past season. He's one of them, right behind Kelce and Andrews. There's 6 guys in the position that had a target share better than 15%. Kelce, Kittle, and Ertz are 3 of them. Again, Gronkowski was hurt for some time there. Waller was hurt for some time. But you sort of get the idea of when you look at, you know, the guys in this range, it is a pretty lucrative type situation. So that would be, you know, I think that, and obviously Graham was out. So basically, if you were a full-time tight end in this range and you weren't hurt, you were sort of getting up into this range here. Which I think, like, when you look at it, when you think about that, like, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of both ceiling and floor that come with that, right? So, some good stuff there. 5 guys over 2 yards per route run. Again, it's Kittle, and it's Gronk from this tier are the 2 guys in that range. Again, Kittle is smashing, just ahead of Goddard, by the way, who's way, way up there as well. So, again, you look at this range, there's elite tendencies, there's elite profiles in this range that I think warrant getting up to. And I wouldn't be super scared of it at tight end. These guys tend to age a little bit more gracefully than some other positions. And even if they come down from, like, if Kittle comes down 10%, He's still like an excellent tight end, right? Especially if there was an uptick in volume anywhere along the way, it would totally masquerade any sort of regression that he has. So I am not worried about him, especially. A little bit more nervous about Kelce. We went through some of the stuff early on in the season about some of his downtick stuff, right? Some of his stuff about, he was worse against like man, and there was some stuff, during their slump that I think suggested that. He bounces back a little bit to end the season in terms of some of those efficiencies. So is he the same player that he was? No, but when you're that high, you can afford a 20% drop. Like when you were that's how good Kelce was, right? He drops off what 15, 20%, something like that. And all of a sudden he's tight end two, right? That's how good he was. That's how much of a lead he had. I'm interested in that. Again, I'm interested in that tier, particularly the cheapest one, because I think they have high-end difference-making upside. Expected yards per route run, Kittle and Waller and Gronkowski are the three guys from this tier that are in that rate. So again, we're looking at a tier that has really high-end production and some of the really interesting stuff production-wise at the position. So this isn't a spot where you run away from age. I think this is a spot where you actually embrace the ceiling of this age range, and you figure out other ways to insulate it down the line. I don't think, waiting on a guy like Fant and saying, oh, look, I got all this age insulation. I'm not sure how much that actually, like, even if that's true, how much he makes a difference for you. And I think that you can recreate a Fant floor situation kind of year over year at a cheaper price. Like you can make the Ertz bet, you can make the Gronkowski bet, like you can make the Joku bet, like, yeah, right, next year it's Evan Ingram, right? Whoever, right? You're trying to make those types of bets. You can make those later on and sort of recreate a Fant. I don't think you can really recreate some of the ceiling from these guys and they have to offer. So it's really interesting stuff there. So that's for what that is worth. In terms of touchdowns in this range, Kelce actually overperformed. It was expected for basically 6.7 expected touchdowns. He had 9. Kittle overperformed as well, only 4.26 expected touchdowns. He had 6. Ertz actually underperformed, so he was expected for 7.3, which is the most of this tier. He had 5. Graham, right on it. He was at 3.3 expected. He had 3 touchdowns. Waller, 4.76 expected, only had 2. So there's some potential regression stuff, and to the positive. So again, another reason I like Waller. And Gronkowski right on the number at 6. So good stuff there. Again, I think targets per game, Gronkowski was at 7.2. Again, we'll see what that changes like. Ertz, it was better obviously when he was in Arizona than it was necessarily when he was in Philly. You also look, your guys over 21, 22 yards per route run. 21, 22, 23 percent targets per route run, right? So that's really good in terms of that. This is a really good tier to shoot at, especially when you get a cheaper one. This is, again, why Ertz makes a lot of sense. I think if Gronkowski comes back and plays, he makes a lot of sense. You have a lot of room to hit on these guys and at least get some starter production, or even if you're playing tight end premiums safe league, something like that, you can totally get some flex value out of these guys as well. So and then you look at it again, expected PPR points per route run, who had the best situations. I'm still really good for Kelce at 0.41. Kittle and Gronkowski highlight the best. Again, Waller 0.42, who's actually ahead of Kelce in that range. He only produced for 0.35. So big difference there in terms of that. I think like when you look at that, a big it's an underperformance. I think a lot of that points to the touchdown stuff. So again, I still think he has elite ceiling and would be a guy I would definitely lean into at his cost. Well, all right, that'll do it for the multiple top 6 finishers over 28 years old at the tight end position. Until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we will talk again very soon.